This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Saturday, October 26th. God's word for you today is the flow. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 5 to 6. And it says, "So she did as she was told. Her sons kept bringing jars to her, and she filled one after another. Soon, every container was filled to the brim. 'Bring me another jar,' she said to one of her sons. 'There aren't any more,' he told her. And then the olive oil stopped flowing." The Spirit is limitless. The source that the Spirit is connected to is limitless. The bridge to the physical world, which is the mind, is limited, and the flow will go as far as there are vessels. So, the only thing that can limit the flow of God in your life is the limitation you put in your mind. God will do as far as you can receive and as far as you have the capacity for. God said, "Shut the door," right? What if this woman split her sons, put one by the window, and the other stayed in the room with her, and she engaged neighbors to go to the nearby villages to send her a chain of vessels? It was the door she was instructed to shut, not the windows, right? So, the son outside receives the vessels and keeps passing them in from the window. The other son receives the vessel and sets it down in front of the woman, their mother. Maybe the oil will still not have ceased flowing today. The oil will flow as long as there are vessels. Did you notice that God did not tell her how many vessels to bring? So while we are going to experience the limitless in the name of Jesus, that bridge between the limitless world and the limited world is the human spirit. And the connection between the human spirit and the physical world is the mind. Most times, some things are revealed to your spirit, but your mind cannot comprehend it. If you're walking with God, then you will be familiar with this experience. There are things bubbling in your spirit, but you do not have the expression for them. And it is because the mind is not developed. The mind is not stretched. If the spirit is developed and the mind is not, there will be a problem. Like we see in the case of the prophet in 2 Kings chapter 4, the prophet's spirit was developed, but his mind obviously was not developed. To explain this, I will use a concept in math because that was how God explained it to me. I want to crave your indulgence. If you consider yourself as someone who does not know math, you know math in Jesus' name because you are limitless. The concept of infinity in math is like an enigma. In real numbers, when the number gets bigger and bigger, they say it approaches infinity. Infinity is not a number. The point is, for each of us, as long as we're in this flesh, we can have a limitless experience. And God can introduce to your generation that which eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. However, once it has been introduced, it becomes a limited experience for the next generation. Let us pray. Father, I need wisdom and understanding. Stretch my mind and give me the capacity to receive all that you are pouring into me this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.